brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I was reflecting for a few sentences on the trials and the difficulties that we carry and bringing them to the Lord. And I'm very struck by the opening prayer for today's Mass in light of those comments I made yesterday. Look with favor, Lord God, on our petitions, and in our trials, grant us your compassionate help. That consoled by the presence of your Son, whose coming we now await, we may be tainted no longer by the corruption of former ways. This we pray through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. So in our trials, when we need God's compassionate help, part of that help comes by repenting for those things where we know that we have done wrong and we're experiencing the effects of having done wrong. But God will forgive. God will have mercy. But we need to come to Him, to turn to Him. Grant us your compassionate help when we bring you our trials, that consoled by the presence of your Son, whose coming we now await, we may be tainted no longer by the corruption of our former ways. What's a way, so to speak, in your life that leads you into sin? Bring that before the Lord during this Advent season. Just offer it to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm bound by this sin. I can't help myself. Bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be set free. Would you help me? And then just walk one day at a time, sometimes a half day at a time. Just walk with Him, and every time you're tempted, just turn to Him and say, help me, Jesus. It'll be a battle, but He genuinely is there. You're not talking to thin air. He's right there. He's with you, and He will hear you. First reading is from the prophet Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. On that day, this is a very famous, very well-known prophetic word in regard to the Messiah. On that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Fear means great reverence. Not by appearance shall he judge. God doesn't judge by appearance, nor by hearsay shall he decide. He doesn't listen to rumors and then make judgment. But he shall judge the poor with justice. He shall decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. And when we get in line with the Lord, and we choose to follow his ways, our enemies often disappear. They change. They change. The wolf shall be a guest of the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with the little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den. The child lay his hand on the adder's lair, a poisonous snake. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. This is a prophecy of what will come at the end of time. It's what Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, brings with him. It's the peace that surpasses all understanding if we're willing to come to him. On that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out. The root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations, the Messiah, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. I'm going to ask you a question. I know it's going to sound a little strange, but is God dwelling in you? Is his dwelling in you glorious? Or are you mired by sin, by anger, hatred? Are you mired by jealousy, selfishness, hatred? God doesn't want that for you. He doesn't want the bitter fruit that that kind of life brings forth. He wants you to know him and to know the peace that surpasses understanding, because God wants your eternal dwelling to be glorious. Psalm 72 tells us, justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flower in his days in profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. He shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. God hears our cries. If no one else does, God always hears our cry. Our problem is we don't believe he really hears. And he does. And if he seems silent, if he doesn't immediately answer your cry, trust him. He has something greater for you than even what you're asking for. He wants your attention. Because if he just gave you what you were asking for, you'd say thank you very much and then go back to your lifestyle or whatever the area of sin might include. But if we come to him and we say to the Lord, help me, for I am poor and alone. I have no one to help me. Please come. God will hear your cry. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. That's what God has for you. Even in this life, as full of trials and difficulties and pain that it is, and it does happen, God wants you to know the peace that surpasses all understanding. But in order to experience, you can't just say, okay, well, I'll do this for you if you do that for me. It's the surrender of your life. That's what he's after. Lord, I give my life to you. I don't know if I trust you or not, but I need to be set free from the bondage I'm in or the sin that I'm in. Lord, I ask you to come and be the Lord of my life and lead me out of this mess. You pray that way every day. And you watch how God acts in your life. You'll see. The Gospel of Luke for today, chapter 10, verses 21 to 24. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, and he said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. In other words, the wise don't really understand, the so-called wise don't really understand who you are. But oftentimes, it's a child who sees more clearly than the adult. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Childlike is one definition of a childlike person is one who just trusts God, trusts his word, trusts what he promised, doesn't know when it's going to happen, can't make it happen, but trust that God will do it. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Brothers and sisters, faith is a gift. This is a gift. This is God's gift to us. His presence, his work of grace in our hearts. This is God's gift of himself. It's not a thing. He gives us of himself to save us, to redeem us, to set us free. Let this Advent be a time where you're very honest with the Lord. You notice he came as a baby so you wouldn't be threatened. You can come and kneel before the crib. Lay out your life before, the bad and the good, the difficult and the things that are going well. Tell him all. Ask him to be more and more the Lord of your life and to lead you in the way that he wants you to go, because the way he wants you to go is the way that's going to lead to the greatest joy and peace. Really. It's just we're so afraid to do that because we feel like we'll lose control. Actually, you gain more control because you begin to fulfill the purpose for which you were created, and there is a peace and a confidence that comes from that. But the important thing during Advent is that you look at the obstacles. You don't have to be discouraged. Look at the obstacles. Go to confession. Confess your sin. And ask God to show you the way out of this so that you don't just keep falling back into it again and again. And if we take one step at a time, and we persevere in it, and if we make a mistake, if we sin, just tell the Lord you're sorry and get back up and keep going. Brothers and sisters, this is not poetic. I mean this. The light of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, will begin to shine through you. Really. Sometimes, most of the time, you can't see it. But those in need will see it. They'll see something in you that gives them a trust or a confidence to come up to you and to ask for help. Really, brothers and sisters, the Lord, more than perhaps some other periods of history, the Lord needs his servants, his sons, his daughters, his disciples, to be very clear about who they are and about where they're going. And more, we need to exhibit a grateful heart that we have a Savior. And because we have a Savior, if we follow him, we will inherit eternal life. This, brothers and sisters, that is not an empty promise. That is the truth God has spoken. If we follow him, we will live forever in eternal joy and peace. So I want to encourage you in this Advent season, ask the Lord, Lord, increase my faith. And if you feel like your faith is nil, then say, Lord, please bring to life again some faith in me, some courage to believe in you again, some hope to put my trust in you again. Ask him for that, and you will be very surprised at how he works in your life. Happy Advent. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title Journey Through Advent. Or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.